18 to 22. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed.
This morning is going to be a bit different. It is a bit different. The children and young people, those we have, are remaining with us this morning. I'm going to talk just briefly for a bit now, and then we're going to have a time together to respond. There are some crafts and colouring over here, should you need them, because you can't listen to me talk for 10 minutes. They're really for the children, but you make up your own mind. Today, I wanted to start by asking you a question, and it's a fairly easy one. It's, have you ever made a New Year's resolution? I wonder if maybe New Year's resolutions have gone out of fashion a little bit. But a New Year's resolution is a promise you make normally to yourself, right? It is a commitment that you make for yourself to do something at the start of a new year, something that you're going to aim to do for the whole year. This year, I am going to maybe stop a bad habit, give up biting your nails or interrupting people. Maybe it's starting a good habit, reading the Bible every day, doing some exercise. I think people often decide that now is the time to go on a diet or stop drinking, probably because they've eaten or drunk too much over Christmas and New Year's. And this morning, today, I want to invite all of you to make a resolution in 2026 to follow Jesus. We believe that Jesus came at Christmas, God born as a human child, in order to live a life of perfect love, to die that we might be set free, and to be raised to life that we might have eternal life. This is God's plan to make all things new, to set all that is wrong right, to enable us all to belong to him. And last week, those of us that were here, Crispian spoke about our God who is making things new and doing new things. Our God who has given us a new Saviour in Jesus, who is forging a new kingdom, a new creation, and offers us new life. And you have all been invited to come and be part of that. Jesus invites people to come and follow him at least 12 different times in the Gospels. He tells the first disciples to follow him and he will make them fishers of men. He tells people to set aside their own priorities and follow him and his ways instead. He says that following him involves self-sacrifice. He commands a rich man to give up all his worldly goods, to give to the poor and to follow. He says that following him means to serve him. He calls those who belong to him his sheep, who know his voice and follow where he leads. To follow Jesus is to walk in his footsteps. It means to be like him and to go in the direction he's leading. I wonder if anyone else puts their sat-nav on in the car, even if they know where they're going. I do sometimes. If I'm driving down to my mum and dad's particularly, it's literally just down the A19. It would be almost impossible for me to get lost, but I stick the sat-nav on anyway, just to get an idea of what traffic's like and how long it's going to take. But imagine that you're heading somewhere that you know well, you know the direction you need to go, and all of a sudden your sat-nav tells you to take a right. Do you trust it? Do you follow where it leads? Or do you carry on the way you are already going? Personally, I think if we're going to have this technology, we should obey it blindly. And I'm sure we've all heard stories of people ending up in rivers doing just that. The call to follow Jesus, him calling his first disciples to walk his way, it's like your sat-nav telling you to take an unexpected turn and head off in a new direction. Following Jesus is not just walking behind him. It means transformation. It means committing your life to his teaching, his commands, his ways, to being more like him. It's like all of those resolutions to stop bad habits and start good ones rolled into one, setting aside your own way of doing things in favor of his. When Jesus called the disciples to follow him, some of them set aside their boats and their nets. They gave up their livelihoods, their way of life. Some of them set aside their priorities. Some set aside their wealth or their family in order to obey him, to learn from him, to be more like him. When Jesus calls us to follow him, he's inviting us to come and be part of his kingdom, to be his people, to be part of his family, to belong to him. And you are invited to belong to him, to be a child of the living God, a sister or brother of Christ. You are invited, no matter what you have done or haven't done, to be part of something amazing. It means being part of his church, joining together with a family of God's people, coming together to worship him with one another, to support and care for each other, to teach and help each other, to encourage one another as we seek to follow him. When we baptize people in this church, I ask them three questions. I ask them, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? I ask, in obedience to Christ, do you turn away from sin and come to be baptized? And finally, with the help of the Holy Spirit, do you offer your life in service to God? And if they say yes to those three questions, I invite them to come into the water and be baptized. And they come in from one side and are fully submerged in the water, and then we bring them up again. It is a symbol of death to the old way of life, turning away from doing what they think is best and being born anew, new and committed to God's way. And then they leave the pool out of the other side in a new place, ready to follow Jesus, committed to him. And in a few moments, I'm going to invite all of you, if you would like to come and walk through the baptistry. There is just an inch or so of water in the bottom. I'll ask you to take off your shoes and your socks and walk through the water as a response to Jesus' invitation to follow him. And for some of you, you might have accepted an invitation to follow Jesus many years ago. For some of you, you might never have done so, but afresh this morning, this new year, you are invited to recommit yourself to following Jesus in the year to come. This is not being baptized, let me be clear. It is not baptism. But whether you have been baptized or not, this is an opportunity to commit yourself at the start of the new year to following Jesus, to seeking his will and doing it. And you know what? The water's cold. It is cold. I had this great idea. I thought, I'll fill it early in the week, right? And then the water will come up to room temperature by the time we get here on Sunday morning. Let me tell you, the room temperature when I arrived this morning was about 10 degrees lower than it is now. The water is cold. But in an epiphany, as I was thinking about this, maybe it is a reflection of the fact that there is a cost to following Jesus, right? Committing yourself to follow Jesus is not going to always be easy. Some of you might be sat there thinking, do you know what? I really don't want to have to take my shoes and socks off this morning. I hate looking at feet or seeing feet or having to deal with my own feet, let alone anyone else's. Some of you might be thinking, I wonder what that water's going to look like by the time we've all traipsed through it. And it's cold. Do you know what? There is a cost, and maybe for you, just the act of taking off your shoes and socks and walking through the water is going to be an act of self-sacrifice, right? A sign of that commitment that you have. And once you come and once you've walked out of the water, there's towels here to dry your own feet, but some members of our leadership team will be on hand and they will help you dry your feet if you would like. And if you'd like to commit yourself to following Jesus this morning but cannot get yourself in and out of the baptistry, that's absolutely fine. If you sort of wave at us, someone will come to you and anoint your head with some water as a commitment. And maybe if you are at home watching us, the thing to do when we get to this time of response is to go and get yourself a cup of water and just anoint your own head as a sign of your commitment. Today, no matter how old or young you are, here and now, there is a chance for you to say, I want to live for Jesus in 2026. And it might be the first time today you make that commitment to follow Jesus. And if it is the first time you've made that commitment, I would encourage you to come and see me or another member of the church leadership team, or contact me and let us know so that we can pray for you and talk to you about what it means that you've made that commitment. For those of you who've done it many years ago, today is that opportunity afresh to say, I want to follow Jesus. And it might be that for some of you today, before you walk through this water and make that commitment, you need to spend a bit of time in repentance. You need to spend a bit of time in quiet, seeking God's forgiveness for the things you know you have done, which is your way and not his. And that's fine, there will be plenty of time for you to do that too. A New Year's resolution is a commitment, a promise that you make to yourself. The resolution I am inviting you to make today is a promise not just to yourself, but to Christ and indeed to one another as his people. It is a commitment to follow Jesus and be part of his church, to love and care for each other, to support the church, to give regularly, to serve one another, to play an active role in the family of God. If you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he lived and died and rose again for you, I invite you today to commit yourself to following Jesus this year. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to play a short piece of music. And as we do first, I'm going to invite the members of the church leadership team to come forward and walk through so that they are then ready to help others. After the church leadership team have done so, I'd invite you to take off your shoes and socks as the music plays, and walk through. And if you can't come up here, if you wave at Helen will come round and she will anoint your head with water. As I say, if you're watching online, do the same thing. And then after a few minutes of listening to some music, the band will come up and we will play and we will sing together. And whilst we sing and worship, you can continue to walk through the water. The idea is that you start at that end and you walk through this way to where the towels are, you can continue to do that during that time. But for now, let me pray. Father God, we praise and thank you for Jesus, who was born at Christmas time and lived and died and rose again that we might have life. And we thank you that we have all been invited to come and to follow him. And I pray that as we go into this time of response, that you would speak to us, that you would minister to us. That, Father, you would assure us of your forgiveness for the times when we have chosen our way rather than yours. That you would help us to commit our lives afresh to you this day. And that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit that we might live for you this year. For your glory. Amen. Just going to play some music now. Thank you.